Well, thank you so much for joining us and staying with us here on Rise FM in 60 minutes. You are on Rise FM, Mpumalanga, Mpumalanga's hottest station. Yeah, the pending conversation we're having, it is medical male circumcision right here on Rise FM in 60 minutes. And thank you so much for joining us across various frequencies here in the province. And if you are in Piet Retief and Umkhondo, you're joining us on 89.0. Thank you so much. And do let us know, where are you catching us on frequency spectrum here in the province of Mpumalanga? The number to dial, it is 072-885-7702 in case you have any questions or comments. And you'd also like to share your experience about medical male circumcision. And now joining me as guests here in the studio, as you've had the guests I've had before, that is Sis Hana Mawase, and as well as Sis Tlanyisa, they were from Right to Care. And now I'm joined by the medical male circumcision ambassadors and former clients of Right to Care, that is Marco and as well as Utabi. So, gentlemen, good evening and welcome to Rise FM in 60 minutes.
Siyabonga lithuba mfowethu lo sipha lona emsakadweni iRise FM, sibingelela abalaleli emakhaya kuphina kuphi la kufinyelela khona umsakado iRise FM.
Marco, don't be nervous, brother.
yeah, I'm good, man.
Are you well?
Yeah. Nami thanda kubonga.
Yeah.
Kusinika lithuba ukuthi sidokhona ukuthi sibe nale conversation.
Sure. Let me start with you, Marco. You know, having undergone the medical male circumcision, what would you say are the benefits?
Ama benefits but wami lokuthi khona kuvikeleka kuma disease lawa la khona, like cancer, HIV and STIs. Ngiyo nje into ngi benefits ekuyo ukuthi ngizokhona ukuthi ngibe free ukuthi ngathole lama disease.
Yeah. Free from disease. Tabiso, what would you say the benefits for you were?
Oh, okay, mfowethu, ehlangothini lami kokucala nje lengu benefitile kugeza nje ngibe clean, uyabona?
Yeah.
Uma ugezile uba clean, lokunye lengakungeda kuvikeleka etifweni mhlambe letithathelana ngakwemachaza. Ngiloko kuphela lokumgcoka mfethu. Yeah.
Thabiso, mhlambe soyile kose go circumcise, right? Lo sesi lohlekisana naye wathini la kuwo? Masawubuyile phela kuyo circumcise.
Ayi, wangincoma kakhulu mfethu. Yeah. Wangisupporta kakhulu, ngahlala naye phansi ngamtshela ngathi no make, ngicabanga ukuthi ngiyo wenda into leso, ngicabanga ukuthi ngiyo circumcise, and then wangicucutela, wangisupporta, and then emva kokuba sengibuyile ku circumciser wangincoma kakhulu ngeperformance.
Performance.
Yes.
Marco, would you say the same for you? I mean, did you enjoy support from either from any female figure within your circle?
Yeah, but me most especially njengolomakelo sendlini bekahlala ang encourage ukuthi kufuneka ukuthi ngiyo circumciser vele nje lokhu sengisecumcisile futhi wamanje yonke into hayi seyihamba kahle endlini sekude tinkinga hayi kuright.
Good thinking. Yeah, on Rise FM, Mpumalanga's hottest station, and the pending conversation is medical male circumcision right here on Rise FM in 60 minutes. I'm Alpha Smusas Kosana. You're more than welcome to share your experience as well on 072-885-7702. Speak about experiences. Tabi, so let me bring you in there. Now you've decided that you want to do medical male circumcision, and
yes,
you take the step, you undergo the process, and maybe talk us through the experience on the actual day. How was it?
Mfowethu, mina kokucala ngathola inamba kulomunye wabafowethu lengihlala naye ngale ku community yami. Wanginika the inamba, ngavele ngasenda please call, and then bangifonela sa arrange, ngabatshela ukuthi ngihlala kuphi. The next day babuya bang arrangela i transport, bang pick up, and then saya e clinic. E clinic akuzange bafike kwaba into lehluphako nje. Kokucala safike basihlalisa phasi like e roomini, basifundzisa ukuthi yini lekufanele siyilenzele, and then silonza sisitreata kanjani. And then emva kwaloko basibita nga 1-1, and then kwacala yonke le process, basijova, and then bas circumcise. Yes.
Marco, was it painful?
Put on my pain we feel after my days. Njengami song, we feel after my days, vela ukuthi mara kuba nema kusibakunika ama painkillers.
Yeah.
unathe usoba sharp pain ayikho khona kangaka budwa.
You know, Marco, I've asked Usisana, you know, previously on you know, earlier on the conversation, and I ask her that you know, how soon can one get back to work after having undergone medical male circumcision? And I'd like to know from you, you know, in any of, you know, the work that you do, how soon were you able to go back and perform the same activities as before you undergone the medical male circumcision?
Putwami, mina nje ngamso kungithathe about 2 weeks.
Sure.
Yeah, kuthi ngibuyele emsebenzini, kuthi ngiyosebenza ngibe sharp. Vele kona if ungathathe lelo ungakhona ukuthi uhlale clean, uti clean, uhlale uright, ulandzele lama rules abakutshele wona le clinic. Vele 2 weeks kuba so khona kusoba sharp. Yeah.
Tabi, so was it also easy for you to return back to work?
Yeah, akuzange kwaba like isikhathi lesithi. Njengoba bekasashilo mfowethu, kufunaka like ukuthi ugeze like regular 3 times a day, silonza siyashesha kuphola lapho. And nami ngisho ukuthi kwangithatha like 14 days. It's 14 to 18 days, almost 2 weeks. Ukuthi ngibuyele like ngibe normal. Akuthatha isikhathi lesithi kuphela nje kufuna ukuthi ulandzelele imigomo lebakutshela yona eclinic. Ugeza silonza sakho like 3 times a day. Ngaleyo ndlela kuyashesha kuphola. Yes.
It is Mpumalanga's fastest growing radio station, that is Rise FM. Catch us on 072-885-7702. That is our WhatsApp line. You're more than welcome to ring our dial on 013-757-0096. We are more than happy to hear your views into this conversation of medical male circumcision right here on Rise FM, Mpumalanga's hottest station. Now, Tabiso, let me ask you, at what age, what was your age when you decided to undergo medical circumcision?
Mina mfowethu ngisircumcise nyalo sengina 29 years.
29, yeah.
Yes, ngisircumcise nyalo sengina 29 years because bengi solo like ngifuna kuyo circumcise, uyabona. Kuphela nje bekunale lento yokuthuka ukuthi eish kubhlungu ndoba nemapains like batuvele bangikhathe nje bangakangenda ngalutho. Bekunaloko emcondweni wami, so like bekufika isikhathi sokuthi ngi kuvulwe like ema clinic ukuthi sekuya circumcise, ngibe nalokhu postpone ngithi ay ngidobuye ngende because benginaloko ukuthuka emcondweni, yabona, like ukuthi kubhlungu, so yeah, ngiloko nje.
And you, Marco?
Hey, nami ngiyimanje ngina 29 years.
29 is a magic age.
Well, yeah. Ngiyanga ngina 29 years. Problem nami same ukuthi ngile ngabhalisa before ePinari ukuthi bathi ngidoyelikazi.
Yeah.
So kwasuka kwavela inkinga kulo muntu bengihlala kuyo washiya emhlabeni.
Sure.
Sengagcina sengirelocate ngiya eStellenbosch ngiyohlala khona. So angizange vele ukuthi ngigcine ngithole chance ngala msebenzi. Ya, ngithi mina bengifuna vele emandleni plus ngikuthola nalandleni kusiphe ndoda.
Yeah. So you're saying, yeah. I mean, you also got some of the pressure from home to say, you know, go.
Yeah.
You know, didn't that maybe somehow, you know, bruise your ego to say, why does she talk about these things, you know? Or you were somewhat encouraged to say, no, let me just adhere to what she's saying and let me just go.
Sometimes njenga ngabekisa njenga makwami, so makwami mvenda.
Yeah.
So kule tradition yabo.
Sure.
Baya vele fika isikhathi ukuthi madoda
they must undergo medical circumcision. Yeah.
Yeah. So nami ahlala ngitshela ukuthi kufuneka ukuthi kube nje plus nasendlini lesa sikhathi lesa.
Yeah.
Ngisenga circumcise vele bokune different lekhulu kakhulu vele maranyalo hayi siyadlaliseke.
I'm hearing you and you're very loud and clear on Rise FM in 60 minutes. In case you just joined us, I'm hanging out with Tabiso and as well as Marco. They're sharing their experiences and they are medical male circumcision ambassadors of Right to Care, and they're former clients of Right to Care. You know, they're helping us understand their experience as to, you know, how was it when they first went a medical male circumcision, and you're more than welcome to share your experience as well, and do tell us, you know, which medical facility did you go to and how was it, how was that first experience, how did you come about making that decision. We'd like to hear that from you. You know, Tabiso, You know, Marco mentioned something about his family's background. Is that, you know, his mom is, you know, of the vendor culture. Mm. You know, maybe talk to me about, you know, your tradition. And you know, a lot of guys would say, you know, I've underwent, you know, initiation. And why then do I need to go for a medical male circumcision? You know, what brought you to that decision to say, you know what, I want to undergo medical male, you know, circumcision instead of going into initiation?
Mina mfowethu ngasho nje kuqala emlomo ukuthi akukho lokuphathelana nemasiko lokwangenda ukuthi ngize ngiyo circumcise. Kwafika nje enhlitweni yami ukuthi like no. This thing into lekufanele ukuthi ngiyende because you benefit mine like ne partner yami. So kude lokuphathelana nemasiko lokungwangiphusha kuze ukuthi ngiyo circumcise. Kwavele kwafika nje kimi. Yes.
Would you say the same with you, Marco? Is the same with you, Marco?
Sometimes Joe Bangshite before Gutsi Namage Wang Chair. Futsi Naza Tabisoloka Kulumayag, something they if he and going to go to Gunebangan, by illable circumcised.
Yeah.
When I was circumcised, I'm able.
Yeah.
Se nabat kota la ndole wena sobona ngathi uvaleke ngaphandle into etfana leta usabi free ugcina ukhuluma manga ukhuluma into leti lo ngadathi bagcina babona sebakhwebala bathi ah uyambona
yeah
iba lapho vele kuthi nayo lendo vele nambe ngifuna nako nebangani mara nyalo senginayo le courage ukuthi nabakhuluma nami ngiyakhona ukuthi
sure
khulume ngayo ngoba into lebalekile for kithi thina emadoda sonke friend akungikude umuntu ukuthi angasaba akusabisi ku right konke yeah
Thabiso, to what extent would you say it's important for us to openly talk about medical male circumcision, you know, to our friends, you know male counterparts and you know any person that we interact with in society and just freely converse about, you know, the importance of one having to go under medical male circumcision?
Kubalekile kakhulu mfowethu ukuthi like simajita noma simadots emangweni sikhulume ngokusecumcise because kusecumcise like kunema benefit lamaningi kakhulu njengoba bese ngiwabalile lamanye akhona ema benefit like kuvikeleka edifweni letsathelana ngemachaza yebo ngiko lokubaleka kakhulu lokho ukuthi mathuba ukuthi usululeke mhlambe ngeligciwane le HIV and AIDS aba mancane kakhulu nangabe usokile yes
Then Marco, then how do we then play our part, you know, as men that have undergone medical male circumcision to say, oh, you haven't gone, you know, go, but without also somewhat making them feeling inferior mhlambe sibagcekele phansi then how do we undergo that process
just see sometimes now hledi nabo uyabona ufuna ukuthi na ucoca nabo uba convince ukuthi vele kufuneka ukuthi lokhu nawe indoda ukhona ukuthi ukwenda ngoba sometimes ugcina sothola sohamba ukuthi indzawo uyabona nje ngelusha thina inyalo sifika ukuthi indzawo lethi ngase right imatshwaleni sifika siyanatha phana na uzange wa circumcise
yeah
and seku easy for wena ukuthi ugcina uthole ukwe ma disease laphana nekufana ukuthi tinde tfana leto
yeah no I'm hearing you Tabi so you know I'd like to get your view right
okay.
A lot of people are saying, no, you need to undergo medical, circumcision around, you know, the winter season and not summer because the healing process is different. It takes longer to heal in summer. What would be your view in that conversation?
Benginalo umqondo namphambilini ukuthi uma usecumcisa esikhatsini sasebusika kuphangise kuphole and then ngahlala phansi ngafundziswa mangifika lapha eclinic kuthi like no. Sikhathi sokuthi ungasecumcise at any time. Asikho isikhathi lesibekiwe mhlambe ukuthi ungaya kusecumcise ehlobo noma ebusika. Nambe nginaloko ukuthi uma uyo secumcise ehlobo like kuyaphangisa kuphola. So ngafika lapha eclinic ngahlala phansi ngafundziswa ukuthi kusecumcise like ngasecumcise nanoma ngabe ngisiphi isikhathi. Tikhathi tiyafana kuphela nje kufanele ukuthi ngide eclinic ngito secumcise that's it.
Marco
Yeah, ayi Thabiso uyibekile yona. Ubeka ngendlela khona vele. Kude ukuthi ungakhetha ukuthi summer or winter. Ungayenda no noma kungiphi season.
Yeah,
and futhi kuyanga ukuthi wena maybe njenge winter bathi usheshe uphole summer. Lendo yafana. Just ukuthi wena usuka treat njani ugeza njani ya kuba cleanliness ngilokubalekile kuphela utoshesha uhile ya ngiloko njoba kubeki naphi clinic bafike basibekisene ma pamphlet abakunika yona uyayifunda ukutshela everything yeah.
Marco, talk to me about you know, your healing process. You know, what are, like, bowenda and guzemchambe utole ungeva plunga kakhulu, you know, as, you know, having undergone, you know, medical male circumcision now, so se kaya, yin lobo yenda kuti, mchambe ungatulu se plunga nga kakhulu, yeah, kuluma nathi nje ngokuthi wena yini bokwen.
Okay, I mean, indo lebe ngeenda, bengihlala indoors nga songe skati, nga puma pumi, and loku futhi more lokubaleka khulu lokuthi bengihlala vele ngigeze ekseni emini zambama ngihlala ngingaphumi ngishayelwe moya ngihlala ngimixane nebantu bengihlala ngithi kele just for ukuthi into ohlala ngiright vele ngasonke isikhathi lokubalekile ukuthi ufune uhlale in one place utokhona ku manager ngoba sometimes utosuka uhamba hambe na uhamba ugcine so uthola so utilimata so ufune uhlale vele endzawonye ukukhona ku manager les le
lobhlungu
yeah lobhlungu konke uhlale uright yeah ilapho
Thabi so wena what were some of your antidotes mhlambe bo sitshela ukuthi bo wendani ukuthi ungatfoli sebhlungu ingakukhulu
mfowethu kugeza uyabona uma ugeza like 3 times a day ekseni emini zambama siyashesha lesilonza kuphola nangabe mhlambe uvade inhlungu noma ama pain uthatha lama painkillers laba kunike wona uyanatha and then tinhlungu tiyeda lokubalekile lokubalekile kakhulu kuwasha lesilonza like ekseni emini zambama ngaleyo ndlela siyashesha kuphola yeah.
You're on Rise FM. It's Mpumalanga Zish. The pending conversation we're having here on Rise FM in 60 minutes is medical male circumcision. And I'm talking to Thabiso and as well as Marco, who are the medical male circumcision ambassadors at Right to Care. They're talking to us about their experience having undergone medical male circumcision. And they are sharing, you know, some insightful knowledge around, you know, their experiences, saying that there is no season one needs to undergo medical male circumcision. Every time is their time. And they also mentioned the fact that, you know, it comes with benefits, not only, you know, medical benefits such as, you know, lower risk of STIs, HIV, and, you know, also passing, you know, cancer, either on male or female. Then, you know, they're saying that, you know, look, the woman at home does say that it is beneficiary. And, you know, it's quite important that we should also, you know, take their, you know, their experience and also propel ourselves to go, you know, for medical male circumcision. Thabi, so, you know, how would you then encourage someone who has been contemplating about going, you know, through medical male circumcision? Someone is saying, no, man, you know, I don't want to do this thing. I'm right like this. You know, I'm old now. You know, particularly old people, because, you know, they are afraid of going to, you know, medical facilities and undergo this process because they, you know, they're afraid of being charged that what were you doing in your younger years, you know. Talk to us around, you know, how do we handle such a conversation?
Mfowethu mina ngasho ukugcwala emlomo kubantu abangakasuki ukuthi kubalekile ukuthi basukume bahambe bayosoka eclinic. Akuthatha isikhathi akukude tinhlungu letikhona. Njengoba bese ngishilo namphambilini ukuthi benginake emcondweni ukuthi batovele bangingenela nje ngesikero bonesi bangijube cha kubalekile ukuthi bantu emphakathini bahambe bayosoka ngaleyo ndlela ba reduce like ma risk ukuthi basuleleke ngetifo letsathelana ngekwamachaza so ngakugcugcutela kakhulu kumajita emphakathini ukuthi akathatha lesincumo sokuyosoka akusibhlungu eclinic kumahala bayakusoka bakunike ama painkillers nofike counters ama painkillers akho washa silonza like ngendlela labakutshele ngayo futhi kuyaphangisa nokuphola.
Marco, sibatshela njani you know abobabela abadzala ke ukuthi umdzala lo babe mara akaka undergo this medical male circumcision to say timer, you know, this thing is beneficial, you know, not only, you know, sexually, but also it is beneficial health wise because you are, you know, lowering your risk of STIs and HIV.
Yeah, ngiyabonga futhi. Mina njengoba usho lendo njengebantu labadzala ukuthi akazange waye lapho. Angasabi ukuthi mntwana kumbe bantu batomhleka bathini. njanjanyana ukuthi akazangwaya tindo tfana leta kude kusaba for kuloko ngoba benefita wena ekugcineni akubenefiti lomnye umuntu kuta kuwe and now utotbona ukuthi utophila impilo le right sometimes ukona vele kude umuntu langaba nemahloni ukuthi mina ngidosaba tindo tfana leta yeah funa sithathe sinqoma umuntu yonke i decision isuka kuwe ngaphakathi ungabuki umuntu ukuthi utothini kusasa for tindo tfana leta bandla badzala nabo sicela ukuthi basukume ya kube kahle bahambe bayo circumcise kude emahlweni ukuthi kwebantwana kwebandla abadzala ya wonke umuntu lo indvodza ukuthi kufuna ukuthi ayiende.
Tabi, so looking at the decisions that you have taken in life, would you consider this decision as one of the best decision ever you have taken?
Yeah, hey mfowethu sinqumo lesikhulu kakhulu lesilengisendile ngokuhamba kuyosoka. Ngingasho nje ukuthi kungcetsile nami kakhulu kanjalo nemlingani wami ngoba tinto like atsafani nakucala so like noma manje ngigezile ngigeza like ngibe clean so sinqumo lesibaluleke kakhulu engisithethe kuhamba kuyosoka so ngagcucutela nakubantu emphakathini majida nje kutsi kwangathi nawo angathatha sinqumo lesifana nalesi lengisithethe ahambe aye clinic ayocela lisito basoke kube right yonke into.
Marco, let me give you the last part of the conversation. What would you say as your parting shot? So vala usho nje ukuthi yilo ngathanda ukudlulisa.
Mina ngathanda ukudlulisa cela ukuthi wonke umuntu wesilisa budu wami asithathe sincumo lesithine sisithethe. Hayi ukuthi uyendela for this thing for fun. Just uyendela for health yakhe ukuthi ahlale right. Ato khona kuba ne freedom ngoba sometimes kuyafika ukuthi usabe kugeza phambi kwemlingani wakho ngoba awuzange wasecircumcise sometimes nadifuna ukuthi kufika nzambama ugcina sothola ukhumula atibahla bo etingvubeni nje akusi right no yeah so ngicela ukuthi basithathe lesincumo sincumo lesi right for kids sonke madodza ukuthi umuntu asecircumcise ebudwa yeah.
Gents, I really really appreciate you having come on this evening to talk to us about your experiences of medical male circumcision. Tabiso, Marco, my brother, I really appreciate you. And thank you so much for, kushiya le nsalelo kithi laba abangaka circumcise ukuthi nathi nje sibe ingcenye yenu, see life from the other side. I really applaud you, my brothers.
Okay, sharp.
That is Tabiso and as well as Marco, who are also medical male circumcision ambassadors for Right to Care, talking to us here on Rise FM in 60 minutes about the experiences of having gone under medical male circumcision. And Mpumalanga, I'd like to also hear your views on 072-885-7702. And if you are more than, I suppose you are more than welcome to ring our dial on 013-757-0096. And do let us know, how was your experience and what are some of the reservations? Because this evening we have expect to put some of those reservations at ease and help you, have informed decisions before you undergo medical male circumcision. We'll be right back with more in this conversation. You are on Rise FM in 60 minutes.